What do they call?
Ball.
Bundles?
They call it ball?
I don't know.
You're hearing me talking about selling it in bulk?
No.
Okay, what's the two seasonings that you always find on tables?
Salt and black pepper.
Okay. And if there was some apples on a table and a little child wanted one, what would he say?
He would say, please give me an apple.
Okay. How about if it wasn't one of these boys, it must have been one of
the other boys?
Alright, but if it wasn't one of these boys, it must have been one of the
those.
Okay, if you're pointing to a tree a way off, okay, you might say it's
far away.
Alright, but you're talking about
trees.
Yeah, if someone says, where is that tree that that they say they hung that guy at, you say it's
right over there.
Okay. And you might say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. And when someone speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what is it that you say to make him repeat?
Would you repeat that again?
Okay. And if a man has a lot of money, he's what kind of a man?
Rich.
And what's the opposite kind?
Poor.
If a man had a lot of peach trees and grew peaches for a living, you'd say he had a peach
grove.
Okay.
Peach what, grove.
What's another thing for a grove?
Plantation.
All right. How about apples? Where they grow apples?
Orchard.
Okay. And somebody might say you live right next door to somebody that had a peach orchard. And you said they come up and they said, are you the people who owns that orchard? And the man owning the orchard was walking by your house right at that time. You say, no, I'm just the neighbor, and pointing to the guy, you say, he's the man.
He's the man that owned the orchard.
Okay. How would you fill this out? Let's say that when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
that was rich. His father was rich.
All right, but when I was a boy, my father was poor. Next door was a boy
that was rich.
Not just he was rich, but his father.
His father was rich.
All right, but you know, but you got like, when I was a boy, my father was poor. Next door was a boy. I'm talking about his father.
That is, his father was rich.
Yeah.
I had another idea.
Hey, what's the inside part of a cherry?
The pit.
Okay. How about the inside of a peach?
Pit.
What kind of peach is it that sticks to the seed? What do they call that kind of peach? You know, the kind of when you cut it apart, it just sticks to the pit?
You're talking about the Georgia peach? Are you talking about a hairless peach?
You know, have you ever had any of those where you cut them around, you know, you cut them around and then you try to pull them apart and they just stick right to the seed? Then
yes. You're not talking about a nectarine, is you?
What do you call them?
Nectarine?
No, these are peaches.
Peaches? I only know one kind of peach. So
what's that?
That's the, I always heard of Georgia peach.
Okay. Have you ever had peaches where you cut them and you pull them apart and the seed just comes right out and there's no trouble at all?
Yes.
You ever have a name for those?
No.
And what's the part of an apple that you throw away?
The core.
Okay, have you ever cut up peaches or apples and dried them?
No.
Would you know what people would be making if they did that?
All I know is dried peaches, but dried fruit.
What's the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
What are the kind of nuts can you name?
Peanuts, walnuts, pecans, walnuts.